You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Stevens, and this is episode number 73. Our topic today is the never-ending search for meaning. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. I think one of the reasons I wrote this book is because I wanted to point out that we are all forced to endure terrible days like this. Franklin's experience takes you on a journey that never ends, to find meaning in what we think is life. In the book, Dr. Frankl says that we live only for suffering and that survival is the only way to find meaning through suffering. The original intention of this book was not to gain the fame that comes with a novel associated with an author. The essay ends with the statement, "The fight itself is enough to fill a man's heart." I still could not understand how the senseless struggle for something that is there could lead to happiness. After reading Viktor Frankl's account of surviving in a Nazi concentration camp, I forgot that clarity. Although harrowing to read, the book ultimately reveals the beauty to be found in the meaning that helps one to endure and overcome harrowing experiences. While the book tells of the unfathomable horrors and sufferings he endured as a prisoner at Auschwitz, Dachau, and other camps, the main purpose of this text is to investigate the source of his will to survive. Viktor Frankl sat down with his wife and two young children in the summer of 1944, a few months before his death, to write this book. The book, entitled A Man in Search of Sense, sold more than 10 million copies in 24 languages, including more than 1.5 million in Germany alone. He wrote that man is part of a blind evolutionary process that functions without purpose or purpose. The meaning of life, he continued, was survival, a path mapped out by the best-selling author of A Man in Search of Meaning, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who concluded that there was no real purpose at all. Understandably, there are people like me who want to explore the meaning of their everyday actions and find meaning in their own lives. If this is not despondent enough, the nature of the modern world can exacerbate the situation and create a sense of hopelessness and despair. In his adaptation of the Sisyphus myth, Albert Camus said that there is a really serious philosophical problem, and that is suicide. Sometimes we do not feel that life is meaningless, with suffering and monotonous tasks that fill our time. We may not have committed atrocities to deserve it, but unfortunately it seems to be the only option. Suffering subsumes us completely, the pain so great that we are completely sublimated by it. Many people deal with the idea of suicide because they believe that the world has no meaning for them. Most people take life for granted, but they are not able to understand it properly. One of the things that frightens most people is the lack of meaning and inability to lead meaningful lives. There is more to life than being happy, because if you have no ambitions and goals and want to fight every day to make them a reality, then there is no way to stumble on the path to happiness. That is why most people choose to run for happiness in life, and that is the best way to get things going. More and more people recognize the need to move from the pursuit of happiness to the pursuit of meaning and the pursuit of happiness. True happiness is discovered when you put meaning at the center of your life and follow it with all your heart. You must realize that the search for happiness will not help you solve the challenges you face or the emptiness you feel, but only the quest for meaning. The revolution of meaning is growing and taking place all over the world as people begin the never-ending hunt for what is called happiness. The question of the meaning of life is raised by the rise of social movements such as Occupy Wall Street and the Occupy movement in the United States. Living beings may always be in flux, but without endless changes, life cannot be at peace. In other words, life is a constant process of change, accompanied by a constant desire to slow down or halt the process of change that ultimately leads to death. By understanding the tools we use, these tools help us, in the processes of constant change, to appreciate something else in life, life itself. Many people now realize that they must return to the foundations of life and build a culture of meaning in order to find fulfillment and true meaning. Now is the time to join the revolution of meaning and to begin living a truly complete life, a meaningful life. These three steps will help you find a deep meaning in your life's work and beyond. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.